The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss marketing functions, company growth, and the evolutions of marketing intelligence. Joining us is Melissa Sargent, who is the CMO of AlphaSense, which is a market intelligence and search platform that delivers relevant insights from public and private content, enabling companies to better make decisions more quickly and confidently. Yesterday, Melissa and I talked about the relationship between marketing functions and company growth, and today we're going to continue the conversation talking about the evolution of marketing intelligence platforms. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Melissa Sargent, the CMO of AlphaSense. Melissa, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Excited to have you back on the show. You know, yesterday I forced a metaphor on our podcast talking about how marketing is very similar to building a car. And the idea was that your advertising is the engine, your nurture campaigns are the brakes, they help you slow down, stay on the road. Your data is your steering wheel, you got to be able to navigate in the right direction to not hit anything. And then, of course, you have your rearview mirror, your ability to look behind you, understand what happens. The frame of the car is your brand. One thing we didn't talk about was really what your company focuses on, AlphaSense being a marketing intelligence platform, which I consider to be the GPS, right? Understanding where you're trying to go and also what is potentially around you, what's the route you should be taking to successfully navigate your company towards your growth milestones. So talk to me a little bit about what we know and how marketing intelligence platforms have evolved. Are we still printing out sheets on MapQuest, or has the technology improved since, well, I don't even know, the MapQuest era of marketing?
Fortunately, the technology has improved a lot from MapQuest. And along those lines, and I do remember, I am old enough to remember printing out MapQuest directions to get someplace, or going to the AAA and having them get out the yellow marker and show me which way. So I am dating myself there.
I mean, let's be honest, both of us are old enough that I remember driving where you couldn't print out the maps on MapQuest. You actually had to bring the map.
Yes. Well, it's interesting that we're talking about it in this way, because when I think of why I joined AlphaSense, a big part of my career was in product marketing, particularly around, I worked for very acquisitive companies, and I would very often have to do these business cases that were quite detailed. And it would take me months and months of research, and I would spend hours. By the time I was done, I would have a pile of papers stacked up around me with sticky notes to come up with 10 slides for my business case. And when I first met AlphaSense and I saw the platform, the first thing that came to mind is I had a flashback to my days of building those business cases. And I thought, if I had this tool then, I could, what took me months, I could have done in days. And that's the power of modern market intelligence platforms today, that they give knowledge professionals a tool that enables them to find the information they need, make smarter and faster decisions more reliably, and to be able to access an array of content. So with AlphaSense, we've got over 10,000 data sources. And they come from places like private and public company content, company filings, event transcripts, expert call transcripts, news and trade journals, even internal company documents, and then equity research. And having all of these things at your fingertips, historically, what different companies have done is the control F your way to find what you were for this needle in a haystack that you were looking for. But with AlphaSense, we have our proprietary AI technology that sits on top of that and has a very nuanced understanding of business and financial language, which creates this incredibly powerful search engine that can help you find that needle in a haystack literally in minutes. And that's really, really critical for customers if you are in financial services and you're an analyst, or you're in a PE firm and you're an analyst and trying to make a decision, or even in corporate organizations, if you're an investor relations professional and you're trying to keep track of all of the different competitors and all the things that you need to know within your domain. Or if you're a corporate strategy person who's trying to figure out, like I was in product marketing, who are we going to buy next? Or a corporate development person, that just mountains of information that they have to manually comb through is virtually eliminated with a platform, a market intelligence platform, so that you have this information at your fingertips and you can set up alerts so that you never have a blind spot. You never miss that important piece of information that is going to make or break your company.
So we think about the evolution of market intelligence platforms. It seems like we're getting into not just the GPS, but basically self-driving technology. Talk to me a little bit about how you use your marketing intelligence platforms to figure out what direction you head and where the opportunities are for you to drive your business growth.
So because we have such a breadth and depth of information, you can be really, really proactive about your market research and your market intelligence. So if there's specific companies within an industry that you want to keep an eye on, or if they're companies that you don't yet know about that aren't on your radar, the market intelligence platform is going to surface that up for you. We allow you to set up alerts so that you can be really, really proactive and stay ahead of the curve. Because the thing that you don't want to be doing is chasing the information. You want to be ahead of it so that you can have those insights, be proactive, and make that decision before your competitors or another organization gets that insight to give you that competitive edge.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. I feel like often people think about competitive intelligence and market intelligence as something they do once, not necessarily as something that they're monitoring. What is the role of that sort of initial market intelligence to understand sort of a snapshot of time? And then what should you be paying attention to as you continue to evolve your brand?
So you want to have an understanding of the universe that you're operating and all of the different players. You want to understand what they're doing. You want to proactively monitor where they're going. You want to have that information so that you can make intelligent predictions about the future, where your customers are going, where the market is going, where your competitors are going, where companies that maybe would be great partners for you that you haven't thought of are going as well. And to be able to take a look at that in one platform, historically, you would have to bounce around to all these different places, and to have all that information in one place. And last week, we made some announcements around some new capabilities that we have around Gen AI and handling internal company documents. So there's a tremendous amount of intelligence within an organization in the internal content that they produce. With AlphaSense, you can bring the external together with the internal intelligence that you have, layer our search and our Gen AI technology over it, and that enables you to very, very quickly pinpoint that important piece of information that's going to be critical to the decision that you're making.
Give me an example of combining your internal data with your external data. What type of information are you feeding to tools like AlphaSense to be able to understand what's happening in versus outside of the company?
So if you've got an analyst that's doing their own research and they've collected, say it's a pharmaceutical or life sciences company, and they spend a lot of time creating their own internal intelligence, and then they also use the external sources to inform those decisions. To be able to pull them together in one place is really, really powerful, because think of it in terms of the inefficiencies there of having to go in one platform, then go find that document somewhere else. How did I file that? Where was that under? How do I get to it? And be able to pull that all together in one place is really powerful for the company, because they can more quickly get to that insight. They can see their both external and internal things in one place. And that's just going to enable them to have more information, better information to make that decision that's going to make or break it for their company.
So I'm going to ask you to look in your crystal ball a little bit here. As generative AI becomes more advanced, as we're able to get more intelligence about our industry more easily, as intelligence becomes more accessible, and we're able to combine that with what's happening inside of our company, the opportunities are almost endless for how much information you can find, consolidate, the amount of analysis. How do we take this sort of vast amount of data we're able to analyze and then consolidate it down as the future continues to give us more signals? How do we focus on what's really important?
That's the power of the search capabilities and the Gen AI capabilities, is that because you want a tool that has that really nuanced understanding of the business and financial language and has things like, we call them smart synonyms, so that you can find terms that are similar to that. And we've got a large library of those smart synonyms. And then the most important thing to talk about when we think of generative is the security and validity of that information. You want to be certain that the information that you have is really accurate. You want to be able to have the breadcrumbs so you can trace back to the original source with it. And all of those things together matter, because you want to be able to find it fast. You want it to be trustworthy. You want to be able to verify it. And you want to be able to repeat that process over and over and over again. It's not a one-time thing. The people who use these market intelligence platforms, they spend their day in AlphaSense, and they've got numbers of alerts, special searches set up so that they can keep a pulse on all of these things all of the time.
As a marketer, your job is to understand your company's performance. You need to be able to figure out how you're attracting your users, what their interactions with your sites are, how they're converting, and why. But it's not just you on an island. It's you and your entire competitive set. The reality is your customers are evaluating your demand generation efforts against other brands. They're evaluating your products. And even when they're your existing customers, they're still probably thinking about what the competitive landscape is doing to understand if they should jump ship. you need to be able to understand not only what's happening with your brand, but what's happening outside of the market. And marketing intelligence is becoming an increasingly important tool in the marketer's kit. Melissa, I appreciate you coming on the podcast and telling us a little bit about marketing intelligence and what role it serves in marketers today. Thanks for being my guest.
Thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed speaking with you.
All right. That wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Melissa Sargent, the CMO of AlphaSense. If you'd like to hear more from Melissa, you could find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact her on Twitter, where her handle is MHSargent. That's MHSARGEANT. Or you could visit her company's website, which is alpha-sense.com. That's alpha-sense.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even apply to be our next guest speaker on the MarTech Podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MARTECHPOD, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly on LinkedIn. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.